What's poppin', everybody? What's a poppin'? All of a sudden it's poppin' all over around here now. Oh, man, we got some. About an hour ago, I thought, what are we gonna do today? And all of a sudden it seems like, how are we gonna do all this in 2 hours? Actually, in 1 hour, twice. Now that we're parts one and two, everybody get all that okay? Hopefully. Any complaints?
Yeah, people are furious.
I just figured somebody wouldn't get it. Well, the podcast is only an hour now. What's going on?
What happened?
You guys are really slacking over there.
Where is my podcast?
Anyway, it's Drew from Ferndale. Mark's here from Berkeley.
Hello.
Brandon from Rochester Hills. Joey's here from the east side.
We have the whole map covered today, ladies.
And Jay from the west side. Oh, here we do have a complaint.
What?
We do. Don't split the podcast.
Why?
Edward DeJoux says, seriously, it's a pain in the ass to download on two separate files. Plus, doesn't it hurt the podcast numbers from a marketing point of view?
Actually, it probably might. It'll probably help them, but
keep it stiff.
It's not why it was done.
No, I think the I don't know. I'm really shocked that anyone is. Although there's always somebody it's not convenient for.
Well, I told you it came about a Bart, huh?
Oh, we have a protester.
It came about because. In part because I'm almost full on my phone, so when you download all the files, they're such big files, so I'd rather have one at a time. So it's because of me.
With the smaller selfish file, also, we can improve the quality.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is huge.
Humongous.
Go home to mommy.
There's a lot more pros than cons.
Yeah, Edward, do you hear Donald?
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Get him out of here.
Go.
You're still allowed to listen, Edward. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Sorry the two parts is such a hassle.
Can you just download them both at the same time?
He's such a nice guy.
Jay?
Yeah, you could.
Oh.
Could you work with Edward, possibly?
Did you? All right.
Can we have a session? Can you have a session with Edward? To
session.
Please do. By the way, if you do have issues, a lot of people do have issues, and I'm not joking around here. Jay is amazing and can probably lead you through any issue you're having with the podcast. And Jay has held a lot of people's hands since we started a couple months ago and doesn't seem to mind doing it.
Live on Facebook and people are saying it's no problem.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's no problem. Oh, good. Okay.
Hi, Facebook.
Should we just be live on Facebook all the time? Would that
sure
be
it's fine with me.
Way to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just axing. Couple things today.
I feel weird. I feel like people are staring at me now.
I know it is. I do freak out a little bit when I know. If Joey was just doing it and I didn't know, it'd be perfectly fine.
I know, but now that I know, it's derailing.
I want to, of course, wish an amazing recovery, although an amazing recovery is already happening, for Sanchez.
Yeah.
Our favorite cop. Well, is he our favorite cop? Yeah, I guess Sanchez is. He'll be our favorite cop. We like a lot of cops, but
yeah, he's better than Officer Robot.
No, Sanchez. And by the way, I asked Matt, should I have a full name for Sanchez? And no, he's one of those one name guys. I mean, you never know.
Like Madonna,
cop, you idiot.
Precisely. No, exactly like Madonna. And he and Madonna have so much in common too. That's the
yes,
other weird thing.
Great, both great dancers.
Yeah. And Madonna's a great shuttle bus driver, too.
Yes, she is.
A lot of people are aware of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Sanchez, he's one of those guys that does a little bit of everything. Just a great guy, and God bless him. He needed a double lung transplant.
Oh, wow.
A double? I mean, that sounds like one of those things, really? I mean, are we going to survive here? And apparently, and I guess this is asbestos.
Your phone is playing something, by the way.
Video. And I've been wondering, what is that noise? It's your phone.
You're playing some
Harbaugh
video.
A press conference or something on your phone.
You can't get enough of Harbaugh today. You know, it's funny. Were you guys here the other day when it just started playing Tupac?
Yeah.
Your cell phone.
Well, I know you were here. It was your phone. Were you here when it was?
No.
When Rashawn was here, it started playing Tupac.
Cut that off!
He might have thought you were pandering for him.
That was quite bizarre.
It was really weird.
There was a lot of people who were excited, though, that I'm into Tupac.
Yeah, you're big time into Tupac.
Rayshon has become a Beatles fan. We're all over the map. But anyway, Sanchez had this double lung transplant in Ann Arbor a couple weeks ago. And, of course, you know, those things are pretty touch and go. And a lot of concern. His wife, Sarah, of course, he's got three kids, and they've all been on pins and needles. But let's see, Laura and Michael and Jeffrey, his wife, Elaine, and bless you, Sanchez. I hear you're out of ICU, and we're so happy to hear that. And I hopefully this thing keeps plugging along. And I hope you got a good, I hope this is a good pair of lungs.
Yeah, not maybe like in a former Olympians.
Yeah. Or somebody with just huge tubes.
What?
Can you get a female? No, you couldn't get a female's lungs. What am I thinking about?
I don't know. Why not? Lungs are lungs. We're all the same inside.
Why are you breathing so hard?
I don't know. They're probably smaller if they're women's, right?
Yeah, I would think you would need a dude's. He doesn't want a chick.
Man, lungs. Isn't that concept just bizarre, having another person's parts in you?
It is really strange. I was looking at this story about a heart transplant. What's that?
Is it the bride?
The bride? No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is a heart transplant, and of course, this is a tragedy where I think a 17-year-old been in a terrible car accident and died. And so this guy who was, I want to say about 40 years old, got the heart. And so the mother of the 17-year-old was putting her ear to his chest, trying to listen to his heartbeat.
Ah, you ain't dead.
Her son's heartbeat. Yeah. And it was just, I mean.
Well, that's kind of, that's the bride story from last week. She was getting married, and her dad was murdered. I think it said he was murdered like a decade ago, and he donated his heart and saved some other guy's life. She had never met this guy. They'd been in limited contact. So when she was getting married, she wanted him to give her away because it was the only living part of her dad left.
Oh, my God. How bizarre.
Wild. So, you know, this guy, which, you know, what do you do if you're the guy? Her dad, you have her dad's heart in your body. You almost have to go. But it's kind of weird in that he just shows up and. You don't know any of these people, but it was just a really nice story. But she was touching his chest and listening to the heartbeat.
Well, maybe. We are fortunate enough today to view his body in its pristine state.
Maybe someone has got their ear to Sanchez's lungs as we speak.
Yeah. You know,
somebody's mother. But the main thing is he's out of ICU, and you know, I know it's a long, long process, but, hey, we're all pulling for you, Sanchez and family, and keep plugging, man. I know you're coming along great from what I hear. And yeah, fantastic story. Double lung transplant. Wow, what they can do. Amazing. Today is also Trudy's birthday.
Whoa. Yay.
Yes. Trudy, the queen of Detroit rock radio. And it's, you know, it's funny. I never realized it's Trudy's birthday until I see that it's Elvis's death day.
Yeah.
So please don't stop celebrating Elvis's death day or I'll screw up and forget Trudy's birthday.
It's a weird day in history, too. There were a couple other things. Pete Best blown out of the Beatles today.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Illustrated's first issue was published today. But around here, it's the anniversary of Northwest 255.
That's August 16th, too?
Yeah. Is it Cecilia? I can't remember her last name.
The little baby that lived?
4 years old, the only survivor of the plane crash. Of course, that plane crashed entirely because of pilot error.
Oh, that was the worst.
Vividly remember that plane crash and what a big deal it was, obviously.
I remember it being, I believe I was in Phoenix at the time. Was that in 87?
Yeah, it would have been.
Boston. I was in Boston.
It would have been 87.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a huge national story. I mean, it was a monster story. And of course, that baby living was just, and the pressure on that girl to give interviews was immense over the years. And she really didn't want to talk to the media. She just wanted to live her life. And I think she finally gave a few interviews just a few years ago.
She gave one interview to the documentary.
Just the one?
Yeah, for I think the documentary is called Soul Survivor. It's about
there she is. Individuals. She's hot, too. What a bonus.
Yeah?
Mark, you made a very funny face.
Oh, I don't know. I
did you not think she was hot?
I...
Are we going to debate her hotness?
She's attractive. She's okay.
Is she hot?
She's got.
Jay just covered her tubes up and asked if she's still hot.
She's got that the airplane tattoo. Gee, I can't imagine why she never wanted to give interviews.
She appears to have an overbite. Now that I'm not looking at her tubes, I think that's probably a pretty small issue in terms of her overall survival.
Yeah.
The plane tattoo. That's kind of.
I mean,
if she doesn't like talking about it, was that really?
Well, what's going to shape her life more than anything than that, than the crash of Northwest?
But everybody's going to go, hey, what's with the airplane?
Yeah.
Hey, what, you like flying? Actually, I mean, that doesn't it lead to that sort of? Hey, you must love flying.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, you know, I was in a plane crash when I was four. Everybody died.
Except
I
mean, for me.
Now you have to explain the whole story.
288 people died and
I
survived.
Oh, you're Cecilia Sheehan or Shan or whatever her name. I can't remember her name.
Anyway, so I was trying to think of some good Trudy stories since it's her birthday today to honor her properly.
Especially since she's not here.
Yes. And that led to all the kind of stories coming up, like when she raced in the Grand Prix, the the celebrity version.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, I want to say it was like the pre-practice race where she drove the entire race with the parking brake on.
Yep. Yep. Setting the perception of female drivers back years.
Oh, there was so much pressure on Trudy. There was so much pressure. She was so irked because we always made, well, we made quite an ordeal over the few fender benders she was involved in.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a piece of production that that did, let's see.
It had been how many days?
How many days since Trudy's last had an accident? We'd fill in the blank. It was one of those deals. And the days were piling up there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there were a couple of fender benders, which fortunately, which forced us to restart.
And give her credit for reluctantly admitting when those happened, too.
Yes, she
didn't really have to say.
I think she preemptively did that. She knew we'd find out. She knew somebody would tell on her. So she wanted to spin the story as best as possible.
Sorry.
And I don't blame her.
I move over, Swanson. I'm driving.
But even when it wasn't her fault, it still was an accident. It still restarted the clock.
Yep.
And then, when the actual celebrity race, I think there was a fender bender.
Oh, really?
I think she was in a fender bender.
Well, for crying out loud, her parking brake was on the whole time.
That was in the day before.
Oh, that was the practice. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I believe there was, I mean, it could be wrong about that, but I think we had to restart that deal after the celebrity Grand Prix.
She used to start racing again.
Yeah, come on, Trudy, get out there.
Did she go to racing school for that, too?
She had to go to race. Sure she did. She loved that. And you know what? She looked really good in the racing uniform.
I think that'd be a blast, man.
Everybody loves that. Steve Costan, I mean, he was rock for months after that.
He still is. You want to get Costan immediately rock, just bring that up. He doesn't need Viagra. I mean, not that he would anyway, but if he did, the doctor would just prescribe someone telling him that story.
Yeah, everybody loves doing that. Completely. And she totally got off.
When it was here, when the Grand Prix was here last, what was it here, a couple months ago or whatever?
Yeah, it just came.
Yeah, that's right. So Jay was down there working. But I did that, the hot lap where somebody drives you around.
Oh, yeah.
It is a fucking rush, man.
How fast are you going?
You know, it's funny. It was Sebastian Bourdais, who ended up winning one of the races that weekend, pretty well-known IndyCar driver, and he got in the car, and I asked him, and he's like, I haven't even looked at speedometer. It's like, really? Okay. So he goes around, we do our two laps, and in the end, he goes, so did you look at speedometer? I'm like, no, I didn't. He goes, exactly. I mean, that was his point. But I guess they can get up to like 160, 170.
God, even on that track?
Yeah, there's a really long straightaway.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, by the, and it's really weird. I mean, naturally, you don't think about it, but when you're in there, it's so tunnel vision. All you see is the course. All you see are the walls, except for that straightaway. You kind of notice the grandstand.
I was just mugging for the camera.
I noticed. Wasn't distracting at all.
I think we should start with maybe the, wow, that's quite a rush, that sound.
Is that from inside the car?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I love hearing that for just hours on end. Zoom, 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 zoom. I went to the Martinsville 300. When I was in the corrugated box business. And I want to tell you, listening to that noise for that long, I just didn't get it. And I had no idea how to tell who was winning. I was not meant to be a race fan, clearly. Anyway, one of the stories that we've had fun with over the last couple months is the lady that went a little nutso over a cake that was not properly designed.
It was a Batman vs. Superman cake for her kid's birthday, right?
Yeah, and the whatever the decor was a little off, and she ended up drop kicking the cake, didn't she?
Oh, there's so much more to this lovely story, which I was on her side until today. But
oh, there's a lot more to her, too, than yeah, that story. Is. Apparently, there may be an anger management issue, allegedly.
Really sounds like it. But at Kroger, she went, remember, she wanted them to fix it, and they weren't going to fix it. And she's like, fine, I'll do it myself, and like went around the back.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, man.
Oh, in the store. Yeah, she was going to.
You don't work here. You can't be behind the counter. And that's when she went back, drop kicked the cake, stomped on it, then on the way out, kicked the wet floor sign, just booed. Which, I don't know, maybe it's a little childish to do that, but God, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Just kicking one of those signs.
Well, I suppose, if you're that pissed. Now, she allegedly has had a couple other altercations
with
business types.
To me, this isn't even alleged because this one's on video now.
Yeah, she bopped somebody in the head. Now, what is this, a deli?
This is Ray's Ice Cream, which...
Oh, Ray's Ice Cream.
As I was telling Brandon before...
How do you get in a scuffle at Ray's Ice Cream?
That's exactly what I was telling Brandon before. And I said, okay, I kind of had her back about the cake. But once you start doing something bad at Ray's Ice Cream, all bets are off.
Everybody's happy at Ray's Ice Cream.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Don't believe this. I ought to kick your ass all across this room.
Get your vanilla Ray's. Or your chocolate chip or your
fat Elvis
chip or your pralines and cream or whatever the hell you want. Or your
have you ever had fat
sundae?
Elvis?
No, what's Fat Elvis?
Are you a peanut butter fan?
Yeah, I like peanut butter.
Do you like bananas?
Peanut butter nanner sandwich?
It's banana ice cream with peanut butter in it.
I'd try it just to honor Elvis.
It's awesome. It's
just
great.
Honor the king. God, those Ray's. Sandwiches, he liked those peanut butter nanner sandwiches, which were just loaded with butter. And we had so many interviews with Mary Jenkins, his fabulous cook. Wasn't Mary just a ball of
she's
fun?
A delight.
She was great. She had so many great Elvis stories, and she would always go over that sandwich and how it had to be properly made. And the key was just loads of butter.
Ugh, loads of butter. It's going to be a soggy mess.
No, I think by the time it was grilled, I'm sure it was soggy.
But a piece of bread can only absorb so much butter.
But once you kind of heat it up and grill it, and I think it sort of absorbs it a little better. And I don't know what kind of bread they use. They probably had some supersonic bread that could handle more butter.
All right.
Knowing the king and the connections they had. But yeah, Mary, she loved telling that story. And then my favorite story, clearly, with Mary was when Elvis took her to get a new car every year. Mm. And Mary really liked Pontiacs, but Elvis insisted on getting her Cadillacs. So, you know, poor thing had to live with driving a Cadillac when...
Oh, how awful.
She really wanted a Grand Prix.
How awful.
I think she did end up with a Grand Prix or two. She overruled Elvis a couple times. But anyway...
Nice bitching about the free car you're getting.
I think the car she wanted was cheaper than the Cadillac, honestly.
Okay, a Grand Prix, but he's still buying her a car.
I know. So this was a yearly thing. So one year, this is probably the fourth or fifth time they went, Mary was so excited because how much fun to go with Elvis to the dealership? I mean, what could be more fun than that? I mean, you know, you're getting every option.
Shooting
on the car.
Cameras in the pool.
Maybe a little more. So anyway, she invites her cousin to come along because she wants to, you know, somebody to share the fun. And once Elvis buys the Cadillac and things are all done, Elvis says, man, what about your cousin? We can't come here and she not walk away with anything. He buys a cousin a Cadillac.
What did the cousin deserve? Why does he deserve one?
He felt bad that the cousin wasn't getting anything. The cousin
Elvis.
Went to all the trouble to go on the trip to the dealership and all that and was walking away empty-handed. So Elvis bought the cousin a Cadillac. Again, it's the Elvis excess. He just couldn't resist. I mean, what a great guy. How many people, even with his kind of money, would do something like that? I mean, it's crazy, but it's so cool.
It is insane.
So,
cousin, right place at the right time. So, Ray's Ice Cream.
Yeah, Ray's Ice Cream. Let's see what happened to Ray's Ice Cream.
Here's the story. And there's something.
Seven, doing some fabulous coverage on it.
There's something unassociated with the story that I found to be really hilarious.
Mother who is no stranger to trouble.
Yeah, it's during the stand up where the reporter's outside.
Yeah, and what it is, it's not going to translate audio wise, but when they do the opening stand up of the reporter, you see a toddler just holding the door shut as her older brother, I think it's a girl and a boy, as the older sibling is trying to come out. the whole time she's doing her opening stand-up, and then at the end stand-up, the toddler's in swinging on the door. It's quite distracting.
Wait, the older sibling is holding the door shut so the toddler
can't... younger one is. That's what I thought was weird about it.
Andy Kroger provided the clue that is leading to new charges and a lawsuit over a ruckus at an ice cream shop.
7 Action News reporter Jennifer Ann Wilson standing by live in Royal Oak where she obtained video of that issue. Jennifer?
I sure did. And you know what, Carolyn, Steven, I'm guilty of having some pretty intense ice cream cravings myself. But employees
using
here
all
at
her strength,
tell me that when they didn't have the flavor Trisha Cortez wanted, she became angry and violent. And they caught it all on camera. Check out the surveillance video. That's 46-year-old Trisha Cortez, police believe, hitting a Ray's ice cream employee in the head. Now, this was back in July of 2015. Employees tell me that Cortez had asked for Mackinac Island fudge, and by the way, she mentions that it's her son's birthday.
How many birthdays does this kid have?
Well, this is 2015. This brat not having an incident-free birthday where mom has to go ape shit.
What is up with that? And what's this? Was this kid a fanatic about his sweets? I mean, it's got to be just the right thing, and just the right amount of sugar, and just the right amount of frosting. It's got to be Batman, Superman.
Apparently, maybe he takes it out on mommy. You know, if mommy doesn't get it right, and that's why she's taking it out on the other people.
Broke the news. They were all out of Mackinac Island fudge. Employees say Cortez becomes irate, yelling, demanding Mackinac Island fudge.
She just takes
finally,
a wild
reaching
swing.
Over the counter, hitting Linda Waller in the head, then running out
the door.
She
even has a kid with a birthday.
I know, it doesn't
says
look
that.
Like much on camera, but it almost looks like she must have had a ring on back.
By the way, this is the owner of Ray's Ice Cream.
Does this just look like kind of a bop on the head, like kind of a...
Oh, boop? It didn't look that bad. Yeah.
I thought she just sort of mussed up her hair a little bit.
But you can't be swinging at people.
No.
But you're
no,
right.
Absolutely.
It didn't look like... It wasn't a full-on punch. But my... It was kind of blown...
It's open-handed, too, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It blew my mind, though, that the owner of Ray's isn't named Ray.
No way.
It's Tom.
That's not right.
I know. Shattered.
Hitting Linda Waller in the head, then running out the door.
I know, it doesn't look like much on camera, right, but it almost looks like she must have had a ring on backwards her, because I felt Linda's head the day after. I wasn't here when it happened, but she had a knot on the back of her head about the size of a golf ball.
What?
And there was a scab on it, too, so it looks like a simple what? Slap or whatever, but obviously
it was open-handed.
It was
a scab?
By the way, he just said
not the size of a golf ball.
A scab.
He prefaced it by saying he wasn't there. He didn't see it.
Yeah, but he saw the knot the size of a golf ball. What did
really?
She?
It sounded like he said he didn't see it at all.
This is a year or so ago.
Oh, why did this jump around?
I think she went to a softball game and she wasn't watching the hitter, and she got hit in the head with a baseball bat the same night. Because that golf ball size knot cannot be from that little pop.
There's no way.
No. Is there any more of the brat at the door?
Yeah. I don't know why your TV jumps around like
just
that.
On the right.
Okay, here's the victim too.
Afraid that she was going to come in and hurt me.
Well, back it up a little bit.
And there was a scab on it too, so it looks like a simple
that's from something
slap
else.
Or whatever. But obviously, the next that's day was
else.
Much more
sorry.
Than that.
To this day, I'm still afraid that she was going to come in and hurt me. I never knew that she might come in with a gun. I had no idea what was going to happen. Every day, I was afraid.
Well, since that incident happened
there's
the last
swinging
year,
on the door.
This ice cream shop has actually upgraded their surveillance system. Brand new cameras, more of them, better quality. They said they want to make sure that their
and
employees are safe.
And most importantly, they will always have Mackinac Island fudge stuff.
Royal Oak police are expecting Cortez to be charged by the end of the week. And that employee, Linda, who you heard from, she is filing a civil lawsuit against her assailant. Welcome, Jennifer Ann Wilson, 7 Action News.
Wow, a civil lawsuit, huh?
Man, the only thing fun about these stand-up shots, and they know it too, is the crazy shit that goes on in the background.
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, why do they need to be at the store to shoot this? Because they know something wacky's going to happen.
Yeah,
or somebody about to come visuals. Up and whip their dick out. in the background live, there's nothing they can do. Okay, she's afraid she's going to show up with a gun. She was crying.
She's clearly affected by it. It's been a year. Is it an overreaction?
It seems like the overreaction is almost equal on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you can't go around swinging at people. just because they didn't have your fucking ice cream.
Did this lady have brass knuckles on or something? How did she move a golf ball size knot?
He said he thought that she might have had a ring turnaround, which makes it sound like she premeditatedly went in there to whap her. What? This is a ridiculous. Oh, and they didn't becoming have, ridiculous.
They didn't have Mackinac fudge.
No.
So that's the only thing.
For baby's birthday.
This year, the cake has to have a Batman versus Superman cake that's perfect, or else, you know, the world comes to an end. And last year, he had to have Mackinac fudge. How hard is it to get a Mackinac fudge? Couldn't they have gotten it somewhere else easily?
Well, how about you?
How hard is it to find Mackinac fudge?
Or you could have just mixed chocolate and vanilla, and the kid wouldn't have known the difference.
I know. It's fudge a Sunday. Kid.
You're lucky you're a girl. I would smack your ass clear across this room.
How specific are this kid's tastes?
And if it's that important that this kid has Mackinac fudge, why don't you call ahead and make sure they have it?
Well, what? That's insane!
Is that Mackinac fudge ice cream?
Yeah.
It's, first of all, there's got to be something equivalent to that.
Not for this kid, something man. Close. He's got high taste. It's got to be raised, too. That part I don't blame him for.
Maybe raised. The kid's temper is as bad as the mother's, so she knows she's going to face that kid going,
that's what I was wacko. Saying. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, boy.
All I know is if you're some kind of restaurant or sweet manufacturer and she puts an order in for next year's birthday party, just tell her you don't want the business.
Oh, my God.
Who would want to put up with that?
And whoever emailed that story, would you please email an update? I mean, he had her phone number and stuff.
What story?
The story of the lady, the assailant here, the alleged assailant, and her alleged involvement in some other incidents.
Oh, really? There's more?
Yeah, he said there was more. Yeah, he knew her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You worked with her.
So there's more than just Ray's and Kroger?
Yeah, according to this person. She's kind of a hothead. I mean, I think we knew that.
Can we read this email, or are we afraid she's going to come here and shoot us?
If Jay can find it. Yeah, I don't want to be crying on the podcast in a couple days after she comes and pops me on the head.
You have a scab on your head. It's going to be the size of a golf ball.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She might drop kick some inanimate objects in your house, too.
We only have three mics. I mean, if she drop kicks a mic, we're going to be in trouble.
Or a computer.
I'm gonna run upstairs and get a cigarette. Hang on. Jeez.
Jay, find that email. Stat. I'm trying to think. Maybe I'm just too calm of a person. Never had an overreaction like that because that's a normal thing to not react like a total idiot. Have you ever? Are you
not even with like bad service,
emails at least a month old, at least.
A ruckus.
Well, I
found it.
I worked at McDonald's forever and I've dealt with some dubious characters, but nothing like that.
A ruckus.
What about when you worked at Subway?
Oh, a Circus Kirkus.
It is mommy.
I was actually the one
mommy
always
helped clean up.
I was always the one getting in trouble there. They had like wallpaper that kind of simulated the old
Subway system.
Subway system.
How could you get in all kinds of trouble when Circus Kirkus was stretching the rules so far?
With his
mom. My buddies would come in, and then they would draw a little, with pencil, they would draw little penises on all the little characters. And so my cousin was the manager, and one day I had to spend about an hour just searching for penises first. Because they weren't easy to find, and then I'd have to erase them. And then, of course,
Wait, were you on the clock doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then
I'm sure the franchise owner,
getting paid for finding penises and erasing them.
I'm sure the franchise owner was just pleased you were looking for dicks on
the
wall.
Hey, props to that franchise owner, because he didn't fire me even after I got an MIP at Subway.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a loose franchise owner.
I know, that was... My youth, I was...
Maybe you just did that great of work aside from that.
I was a sandwich...
You're too valuable.
...artist. Just like Neil, our buddy Neil. Our butt buddy Neil.
Rules.
We've got to write this guy back. I work with her. She's crazy. And our HR...
Allegedly.
Yeah. Our HR lady, oddly enough. Not sure if there's anything you guys would be interested in, but I have her number. If you guys are, let me know. Okay, let's...
That's it? There's no specifics?
Yeah, we need more stories. Tell them we need full blown stories.
Start spilling, and you know it was over like a coworker's birthday.
Anybody
shit fit.
Anybody that has a golf ball size knot on their head or more, we need to hear about at that workplace.
That lady was clearly the victim was clearly
she was traumatized,
out though, man.
I know, that's why I'm really. a little concerned about digging any deeper into this because I don't want to be bawling on TV in a couple of days.
I don't know. I think I need to go to Ray's and do some research.
Mackinac fudge ice cream. I can't believe that would be that important.
It's pretty good,
think
man.
Think of how many versions of chocolate ice cream there are.
But it's not Mackinac Island fudge.
I'm sure you get it somewhere else easily.
No, nope, not Ray's. Nope. No way.
The other story today that really has a lot of people's attention is this fugitive who killed this woman in Warren, grandmother, 62 years old, and a lovely lady. Her daughter's been on TV, just so upset, understandably. I mean, just beside herself, hoping they would find this guy who, the way the story goes, his rampage starts with him strangling his wife to the point that she needs medical aid. She needs 911. The cops come. They arrest him. And he gets a bond of $20,000,
mm-hmm.
which to me sounds low for strangling his wife.
Do you have a record?
I believe. Oh, I think there's a record. Sure, there's
awfully low then.
I'm almost certain there's a record. In fact, I think there's a pretty solid record on this guy. So anyway, of course, his attorney demands a lower bond. They lower it to $10,000. Someone pays the $10,000 to get this prick out. Now, here's the good news.
Money well spent.
Yeah, the person who pointed up the $10,000 just lost $10,000.
Yep, on that turd.
Deservedly so. But, you know, how disappointing. A $10,000 bond?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
It's awfully low.
You don't want that guy out. God.
He has new bond now, too.
Oh, yeah. What's his new bond?
You know what? For homicide, there's no bond. For the home invasion charge, because he got charged. He was busted trying to break into another house.
He's going nowhere.
$2 million. What a chameleon, though, the way he got away.
Well, what he did was he went to this woman's home, apparently knows her. She's friendly with him, or has been, and helped him from time to time. He's banging away on her windows. She's not coming to the door. She's banging on windows, yelling for her. I mean, creating quite a scene. She finally lets him in. He wants to use her truck, I guess. And apparently she didn't want him to use her truck, so he killed her. Murdered her.
Mm-hmm.
Just murdered her. Took her truck, and he's been off on God knows where. People desperately, I mean, the neighborhood, in particular, where he killed the grandmother and also where the wife lives, people are petrified. They've been looking for this guy. I mean, they're literally looking out their windows around the clock practically. They're so scared of this guy. He's that volatile, and now he's really crossed the line completely. And he shows up at his wife's place, the one he strangled. Her father is there with her to protect her. He fires a shot at the guy, misses. He takes off into the woods and disappears for two more days. Today, he is seen breaking into someone's, it's kind of like their summer room.
Mm-hmm. A Florida room.
Florida room, yeah. And she is also on the lookout for this guy with her two-year-old kid. She locks herself and the child in the bathroom and calls 911.
Yep.
The cops come. He shaved his head, by the way.
That's why I was calling him a chameleon.
Shaved his beard and his head.
You know how they identified him, though, right?
His teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, he must have the shittiest teeth.
I haven't seen a picture of him with his mouth open, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we searched for it, so we're just going to go ahead and assume that those things are nasty.
He doesn't take a picture with his mouth open.
Apparently, he never opens his mouth.
So his teeth must be fucked up.
Oh, here's his record. Let's see why that bond was so low. All he's had is a domestic violence in 2002, aggravated felony stalking in 2003, convicted of both, by the way. Oh, just fleeing police in 2004, convicted. Also in 2004, receiving stolen vehicle and property, convicted. Also same year, felonious assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder. Oh, thanks for making less than murder, by the way. Convicted? Yes.
Why is he out if he's been convicted all these times?
I have no fucking idea why this guy would ever be out. Isn't that enough to put him away for a good while right there?
They weren't that long ago.
Felonious assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder. You know that had to be bad.
Yeah.
Is there a story about that?
That's just this year. That's a recent.
That might be the one that he bonded.
The 2004 one.
Oh. Try to find it.
Because he's got felonious assault strangulation for the wife.
Ugh.
And now he's got murder.
Nice. What a loser.
Piece of shit.
And on top of that, he's got shitty teeth.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now I really want to see these choppers. I bet they're a mess.
I know you can't. Even the surveillance footage of him, he does not open his mouth. Every time he talks, he puts his hand in front of his mouth, too, apparently.
He eats with a straw. Do you know that?
Yep.
He eats all meals with a straw.
He walks around.
It's crazy.
When he talks like this. So he can't see his teeth.
He had a brief career in ventriloquism. Apparently didn't go over too well.
Hey, how are you doing?
What a dick.
I know. Fuck this guy.
I really want to see his mouth, though, just to...
You're not... You can, so Drew, you cannot find a picture of his teeth. There's... You, he just... There's no picture of his... You know, at some point, he's going to have to plea in court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do it out of the side of his mouth.
Not guilty.
We'll have his lawyer do it.
No contest.
He'll show up.
I don't know why he has to do it in a high-pitched voice.
He'll wear one of those Jackson masks.
Yeah. Or a Stiviano mask.
Oh, right.
He threw a Stiviano mask.
Stiviano mask. I can't believe we still know that chick's name.
Vag?
Vag.
I got
news. What's her real name? Was it V?
V, yeah.
Stiviano.
We nobody knew what the V stood for.
Donald Sterling's beloved 30-year-old girlfriend.
It was a silly rabbit.
Who, by the way, just she just really liked him a lot. It wasn't
because
he gave her, you know, $100,000 cars. Actually gave her over $2 million worth of stuff. That had nothing to do with her desire to be his girlfriend. Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
She just didn't see age. You know, she just saw an 80-year-old man she was in love with. She saw, no, he could have been her age for all she knew.
True love. True.
We've been trying to find Monkey Mobile Mel because it's Dream Cruise Week.
Hey, real quick before that, Tigers just made a trade today.
What?
Yeah, I got Eric Ibar from the Braves and gave up Mike Avilas and a minor leaguer.
Eric Ibar.
Yeah.
What's his background?
Infielder. Infielder. He's been around. Former All-Star, I believe. Yeah. Let's see. A career 274 hitter.
Okay.
This year so far, only hitting 242. With Atlanta, but the former Angel.
Yeah, he's with the Angels forever.
Any power numbers?
No, not much power at all. But, I mean, you're training Mike Avilas for him.
I know.
Which is basically what Andrew Romine is.
I've been getting really sick of Mike Avilas.
Everybody was sick of him. Nobody understood why he was on the team.
I thought he was Don Kelly, but a worse hitter. And then probably a worse fielder, too.
Yeah, well... But look, his numbers are wild if you look at Avilas, another former All-Star.
I know. I was shocked to see what he did his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we need another shortstop or
second base. I know. I don't.
Well, because we just got rid of one with Mike Avilas.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
We traded Mike Avilas for Mike Avilas, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'd say, I think Casey McGee's done a nice job.
Yes, yeah.
He's a decent stick. And I didn't realize he'd had that 1 year with Milwaukee where he hit 23 bombs and drove in 108 runs, I think. I mean, he's had some pretty credible seasons in the big leagues. But for some reason, found himself back in the minors.
Does this mean that Iglesias is more hurt than we realize?
Boy, I don't know.
Because that
might be the issue, the fact that Avilas... This guy plays shortstop, Ibar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Primarily.
That sounds like it's the deal, man. Because Romine can play short.
He's
but
a jack of all trades, though.
Romine is your basic 230 hitter.
But I thought they were in love with Machado.
Well, you know, that's a young guy who is just probably not going to hit big league pitching for anything impressive. Although, I thought he was doing a nice job.
Yeah.
Part 2 of the podcast coming up.